Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 12th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA Reauthorization Bill, is a funding legislation that provides members of Congress an opportunity to set priorities for the FAA. The previous bill, expired in 2007, has been extended without changes several times over the past 2.5 years. We have been successful in writing several flight attendant-friendly provisions that are part of this bill. This legislation calls on the FAA to act on the recommendations from the recent flight attendant fatigue study. In order to prevent the outsourcing of our jobs, the bill requires that FAA-certified flight attendants must be proficient in the English language. The bill also requires the FAA and OSHA agencies to resume their work on developing workplace safety and health protections for flight attendants. The extension of the previous bill has held up these workplace improvements and job protections for us. It is important that Congress take swift action to ensure this legislation is passed with provisions that are important to flight attendants. The U.S. House of Representatives has already taken steps to pass their version of the FAA reauthorization bill, and all that remains is for the Senate to take swift action on passage of S-1451. The Senate resumed debate on the bill yesterday and should be voting on this bill within the next week. It is imperative that you take a minute before March 19th to contact your senator and urge them to pass this important legislation without further delay. The most effective way to contact Congress in a short time frame is to make a call to your representatives. Our Government Affairs section has a link to find your senator's contact information. In addition, a link is provided on our website that will generate a fax to your senators. Next week, on Wednesday, March 17th, we will come together for our own St. Patrick's Day Parade on Wacker Drive in Chicago. As we celebrate the day together in a march with other frontline United workers, we will protest Tilton's ill-conceived joint venture with Aer Lingus. This maneuver to move flying away from United flight attendants poses a very real and immediate threat to the security of our jobs. Tilton plans to outsource our work and the work of Aer Lingus flight attendants who are also union members. As United exploits the open skies agreement between the U.S. and Europe, we need to demonstrate our opposition to their plans. Contact your local council and plan to participate in this event by joining us on the picket line from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at 77 West Wacker Drive. The union representing British Airways flight attendants, Unite, has confirmed they will go on strike under British law beginning March 20th for 3 days and again on March 27th for 4 days. Further action is possible after April 14th if an agreement is not reached by that time. The dispute involves a reduction in staffing and pay as well as outsourcing of jobs. Unite had previously planned to strike during the December holidays in 2009, but an injunction from the court prevented the action. Elsewhere in Europe, pilots at Lufthansa continue to face a possible strike in their dispute with management, while management at Aer Lingus announced Tuesday they plan to lay off 670 workers, including 230 flight attendants who will be fired, while 440 workers in other sections of the company would receive generous compensation packages for voluntarily quitting. Closer to home, flight attendants at American Airlines, represented by the APFA, plan to request a release from mediation soon after the latest round of talks failed to yield substantive results. Also at American, the Transport Workers Union, the TWU, representing 28,000 workers at American and American Eagle, has filed for release from mediation this week. In either situation, the National Mediation Board, the NMB, will consider the request during a 10-day to 2-week comment period. Following this, they will make a decision and then offer arbitration, which, if either party declines, will begin the 30-day cooling-off period leading to a strike deadline, potential lockout, or company-imposed work rules. Under the current environment in our industry, it is more critical than ever that we continue to build our solidarity and support our negotiations through collective action. Last year, we determined our collective contract goals through member surveys, face-to-face discussions, local meetings, and various forms of electronic feedback. You voiced your priorities, and we gathered all of your input to produce our opening proposal for negotiations, which began April 6, 2009. Our contract ensured we started the negotiations process earlier than ever with the intention of having a new contract in place as soon as possible. Through concessionary proposals and other stall tactics, management is not living up to their end of that commitment. As of today, it has been 64 days since the amendable date of our collective bargaining agreement, and April 6th will mark the one-year anniversary of the start of our Section 6 negotiations. Plan on standing shoulder-to-shoulder with your flying partners on April 6, 2010 for another worldwide day of action. Stand together and behind our negotiating committee as we press for the improvements we have earned, the improvements you determined were important in these negotiations. Specific event information for each location will be posted soon. Recommit yourself to achieving improvements for you and your family. Be a part of the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, the FAN, to get the facts, be a part of the ongoing discussion with our negotiators, and to take an active role in bettering our circumstances. Attend a Power and Action seminar to learn about how we can make a difference in these negotiations throughout the process, and be a part of strike preparedness. Join the picket line on April 6th to demonstrate our resolve for a new contract now. If your flying schedule prohibits your participation on the 6th, get ready for the next protest and the one after that. We won't back down. We will stand up together for the improvements we need, the improvements we've earned. Bidding for the 2010 Purser Recurrent Training, the LDR, will close this Monday, March 15th at 0700 hours Central Daylight Time. Preference month bid awards will be posted on your domicile training board by March 16th, so your preference month award information is available prior to the close of the April bid period. Classes for the two-day training, which takes place in Chicago, is available April through October 2010. Use bid page DIS star 66063 in Unimatic and enter your two-digit month code, which, for example, for April equals 04, May equals 05, over the MM field on the bid screen. Preference month awards will also be available in your Unimatic FAINFO screen, field 7, next to Purser LDR by March 17th. Details specific to your domicile, including training requirements, travel arrangements, and procedures, will be outlined in your monthly bid package cover letter. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour at 2 a.m. this Sunday, March 14th, 2010, as most of the U.S. and Canada transitions to daylight savings time. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.